Today in the Franciscan calendar, we remember Saint Mariana of Perdis, a beautiful lily actually sprouted forth from her blood, and ever since then she's been called the Lily of Quito. But in a far greater way did she deserve the name because of the innocence of her life. She preserved her innocence unsullied in the midst of a wicked world, you know, carefully protecting it by the practice of severe penances. From her earliest childhood, she felt drawn to God and to heavenly things. And having lost her parents while she was still quite young, she attached herself to Our Lady, and with total confidence and tender devotion. Although she desired to enter a convent, circumstances prevented it. She therefore dedicated her virginity to God and received the habit of the Third Order from the Franciscans in her native town of Quito, Ecuador. Due to her great virtue, she was permitted to take the three vows of religion, and she then returned to her home, where she led a life hidden in God and devoted to prayer and to penance. She left her solitude only when she went to attend divine services in church, or when charity to her neighbor required it. And the outcast and marginalized were the main object of her concern. On such occasions, she won the hearts of all she met by her polite and friendly manner, even the most depraved among them. She succeeded in leading many of them back to the path of virtue. And it should be noted that Almighty God favored his faithful servant with extraordinary mystical gifts in support of her apostolate. By the means of the signs of the Holy Cross, or by sprinkling holy water, she restored many sick people to health, and even raised a dead woman to life. And in 1646, Mariana was drawn into a more public display of devotion. At that time, Quito was being decimated by earthquakes, plagues, and natural disasters, sure signs of the sinfulness of the inhabitants. More than 14,000 people had died. And when the local dormant volcano erupted, you know, people were very much afraid. A local Jesuit priest, Father Alonso de Rojas, offered himself publicly to the Lord as a victim, that he might die to save the people from punishment. And after his sermon, Mariana rose from her pew, declaring that she would take the place of Father Rojas. In her words, he was a good priest and much more important to the people of Quito than she was. She then asked the Lord to accept her offering, that she might be punished for everything in the city which deserved punishment. She returned home, and almost immediately was overcome with illness. And all of Quito prayed for her recovery, realizing what a great sacrifice she had made for them. But she was not to recover. She continued her prayer of reparation for almost 2 months, at which time she died, and immediately the earthquakes stopped, volcano quieted, and those stricken with the plague recovered. And when she breathed her last, her body fell over on the dirt floor, and a white lily miraculously sprang forth from the earth that was moistened by her blood. As I mentioned earlier, this is why she's known as the Lily of Quito. She was beatified by Pope Pius IX and canonized in 1950 by Pope Pius XII. And he said of her, at times when especially impelled by love for God and fellow men, she afflicted herself severely to expiate the sins of others, oblivious then to the world around her and wrapped in ecstasy. She had a foretaste of eternal happiness. Thus transformed and enriched by God's grace, she was filled with zeal to care not only for her own salvation, but also for that of others, to the utmost of her ability. She generously relieved the miseries of the poor and soothed the pains of the sick. And when severe public disasters such as earthquakes and plagues terrified and afflicted her fellow citizens, she strove by prayer, expiation, and offering of her own life to obtain from the Father of Mercies that which she could not accomplish by human effort. Holy Father also mentioned, not all, especially in our own times, understand the kind of penitential life as they should, nor do they pay it due honor. Indeed, many today consider it of little value, or they look upon it with contempt and completely ignore it. But we must bear in mind that after Adam's deplorable fall, penance is absolutely necessary for us. And so we pray today for the willingness to sacrifice and to atone, not only for ourselves, but for everyone, taking Saint Mariana as an example of the joy of self-sacrifice and suffering. You know, we have to remember, if our self-denial doesn't lead to charity, the penance is being practiced for the wrong reasons. The penance of Mariana made her more sensitive to the needs of others and more courageous in trying to serve the needs of others. So may our penance do the same.